everybody. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And here at Mormon Channel Daily, we just want to give you a great day. We want to make you happy. And this is how you start. You listen to us, right? Because we just want to inspire you and make you happy and bring a little light and joy into your day. Because, you know, it's kind of a dog-eat-dog world out there, don't you think? You know, so we're here to counter that and make you happy. I'm your host, Shauna Thompson. Happy to be here, as always. So, okay, we've got this this funny comment from Anne Hurley Carter, and she gave us this Facebook message, and it says, "The Book of Mormon and Jane Austen is all a girl needs in life." I need to crochet that on a pillow. I am so right there with you, girl. I love both, and I get spiritual moments out of both of them. So you are my new best friend, Anne Hurley Carter. Thank you so much for your comments. So, you know, if you haven't picked up any Jane Austen, do it. There you go. And it's just an enhancement, one and the other. I don't know. I thought that was an awesome comment. That made me laugh. All right, Tamalisa, you're here with us.
Hello, yes.
Hi.
Sorry.
How are you?
Good. I'm just still laughing.
Isn't that so funny?
That's great. That's awesome.
I know. I've read all of Jane Austen's books. I love every one of them. And it's just a girly thing.
I know.
Don't you think?
And you have the Book of Mormon. And, you know, when you get into Alma and Helaman, it can be all about war.
All about war.
Like,
right. I know.
Love and war.
I know. See, there you go. You have one, you have the other. There you go.
But so. There's a lot of love in the Book of Mormon, too. So
exactly. Anyway. That's the best book to read. Let's just put that one out
right
now.
That's right.
Book of Mormon comes first.
It's true.
Then you can pull a little Jane Austen out when you need to. What have you got for me today? What'd you bring?
Well, I wanted to just tell you a little bit about Sarah Flower Adams.
Okay.
So who is Sarah Flower Adams, you ask?
I was just going to ask that.
Now, this is back in the 1830s, and she was actually a member of the congregation of Reverend William Johnson Fox, who was a Unitarian minister in London. And so this reverend, he was going to give a sermon about Jacob's dream in Genesis, Genesis chapter 28. And he wanted a song to go with this sermon, just this. I think it was a one-time sermon, but he wanted a song to go with it.
Huh.
And so he asked Sarah Flower Adams to please write a song. Now, again, she's the lyricist, and her sister had some tunes that she had come up with.
Oh, okay.
And so she put her lyrics together with her sister's tunes, her sister Eliza, and it became Nearer My God to Thee. So
that
My
favorite hymn.
Yeah.
That's
Nearer My God
hymn.
To Thee came from Sarah Flower Adams because she was just asked on a one-time thing to put some music to this reverend's sermon.
Oh, wow.
That's how it came about. So I'm telling you all about a history of the hymns episode we have on MormonChannel.org. And you should know that not only do we tell the story behind the hymn, but we intersperse it with modern, you know, contemporary artists that give a rendition of the song. So we'll talk a little bit about the story, then we'll go to a rendition, then we'll talk a little bit more about it, you know, continue on, and then we'll hear another one. So you'll hear songs by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and orchestra on Temple Square, Lex de Azevedo. I mean, just a variety of artists are in those too.
Such a great idea.
So, yeah.
I love it. Such a great concept.
So go find it. All the episodes are downloadable.
Okay, so it's time for the Song of the Day, brought to you by the Mormon Music Channel, where you can access the latest Latter-day Saint music by a wide variety of talented LDS artists 24/7. We got you covered. Log on to mormonchannel.org and click on the Mormon Music Channel, and voila, there you go. So the song is Scotland the Brave, Praise to the Man. Hey, you know what? We all know this song, and we love it. And the group is Enoch Train. And if you haven't been introduced to Enoch Train, they've been around for a while, but I am such a huge fan. And I have to shout out to Enoch Train because that's my Sabbath music. I love to stick in Enoch Train and listen to them because it's just this lovely instrumental, you know, kind of folky sound. And that's my Sabbath music. I love it.
And if I can interject,
Clive
Romney, who put together Enoch Train, he's kind of the head of Enoch Train.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, as I shared about History of the Hymns today, he is who has helped us put together these episodes for History of the Hymns.
There you go.
He and I have worked together and come up with these episodes.
There you go. See, yeah. one more reason for me to love Enoch Train.
Yeah, Enoch Train is awesome.
Tell him hi, even though he doesn't know me.
I will.
Just tell him I'm a big, big, huge fan. Okay, yeah, and so it is. The music director is Clive Romney, as Tamaliza said. Now, and he's been in the industry for like 31 years. I mean, it's been a long time.
Scripture power.
Yeah.
He wrote
Scripture power. Yep. I wonder if when he wrote it, he meant for the little kids to throw their scriptures
up
in the air.
We're doing that right here in the studio.
I love working in primary. Don't even get me started on primary. Scripture power. Yeah. So he wrote that one and we love it. So this song of the day comes from the album Enoch Train, which blends American folk music style with new renditions of traditional hymns. And you're just going to love it. So here it is. Scotland the Brave, Praise to the Men. Joining us, you've just heard the Mormon Channel song of the day, Scotland the Brave, Praise to the Man, featuring Enoch Train, which just makes me happy. So to hear this song and other great Latter-day Saint music, log on to the Mormon Music Channel at mormonchannel.org or tune in with your mobile phone. Now, I have I was kind of thinking about prayers. You know, it's funny, sometimes in the busyness of my life, I end up saying a lot of my extra prayers, I want to say extra prayers, in the car. It's kind of sort of become this place for me where it's just, I'm just there by myself and I'm talking to my Heavenly Father. You know, I think sometimes when we say prayers, it's almost like we're giving an order at a drive-up window or, you know, or we're picking up groceries or ordering groceries or something, and then we place the order and we hang up. And, you know, I think that sometimes we forget that it requires a little meditation. It requires a little bit of thought. And we really need to think about what we say before we speak to the Lord when we say our prayers. And so I just want to know from you out there, and Tamaliza, you as well, do you feel sometimes, I'm sure everybody's been there, where they feel like their prayers have become so routine.
Right.
Sometimes when I'm kneeling next to my husband for prayer at night, I'm just like, please, you do it. I'm just afraid I don't have anything new to say. Like, I've gotten in a rut. Please, you do it. I know you'll say something better than I will. I mean, do you ever get like that, or you just feel like you're saying something?
Oh, I think we all do. It takes effort.
I know.
It takes effort to communicate that way and genuinely.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just so mechanical, and you just, I don't know. I think sometimes I bore myself with my prayers sometimes. Well, here's a few tips here. I really like this. Elder Werthelin gave a few tips on how we can make our prayers more meaningful, and I think it's good. I think it's good for us to have a little jolt every now and then and kind of just sort of clear the cobwebs and help us to kind of reinvent ourselves in our prayers. So he says this: meditate for a while on things for which you really are grateful. And of course, we know that when we start our prayers, yeah, of course, we want to pray and give thanks first. Always first, yeah, before we start asking for things.
Right.
So he says, you know, meditate. Think about it for a while. What are those things that are grand and glorious in your life, which you're most thankful for? So there you go. There's one. And then thinking of things we're grateful for, that's a healing place for us. That's a healing place to go. Because, you know, especially if you've had a terrible day or you've had some tragedy or some awful thing happen to you, counting your blessings, really, it sounds trite, but really counting your blessings helps you to draw close to your Heavenly Father and realize how blessed you are. Not focus on the bad things.
Right. You know, you can, one thing that I like to do is keep a thankful journal.
Oh,
you
know,
and it kind of helps you, and you could review that. And yeah, and I think the quote that he's saying there is to stop and meditate before you pray.
Yes.
You know, before you start your prayer, think about all the things you're grateful for.
Yes.
That's so great.
Yeah,
I
think so
too.
And then he says, and then I love this. He says, express your gratitude for the small and simple things. Mm. And I don't do this. And so this is a good wake-up call for me. But I don't want you to take this lightly. He says, you know, thank Heavenly Father for the smell of the rain that day, or maybe the taste of your favorite fruit or your favorite food or the sound of a loved one's voice. I never really thought about just taking the time. Actually, it makes me feel kind of teary, you know, thinking about, wow, I don't really thank Heavenly Father for those small and simple things when I really should. I know that I'll look around and my heart will feel full if I look at the beautiful mountains that day or a sunset or something. But I know I sometimes don't take the time to stop and thank him for those things.
Yeah. If I can just say.
Yeah.
My mission president, he really emphasized throughout my entire mission, he taught us to pray very specifically, you know, to think about those little things that are important to you. So pregare specificamente, which is pray specifically, and then scrutare le scritture, which is scrutinize the scriptures. So along with thinking about all of those things that you're thankful for, you know, scripture reading goes along with
that
too.
Yeah, that definitely goes hand in hand.
That's what it makes me think of.
Well, I remember one time I was in we were in Kauai, my husband and I. He was on a business trip. And I remember I was just standing in the morning looking at the sunrise over the ocean.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
I mean, there was just this incredible swell in my heart of gratitude. And I remembered thinking automatically of the How Great Thou Art, you know, him, just thinking, oh my gosh, I'm standing in this most beautiful place and so grateful. And just
and it makes you want to pray,
you
want to pray right there and say, thank you for this specific thing.
Yeah. And I did. So I guess I don't always forget, but I think I want to be more conscious of that and do it more often than I do.
Me too.
You know? So I think that's a wonderful, wonderful
that's
little
a great
tip.
Thought.
And then it also says, think of the things that you truly need. Bring your goals and your hopes and your dreams to the Lord and set them before him. Because I, you know,
specifically,
yes, be specific about the things that it is that you need at that moment. Approach him with reverence and humility. Don't worry so much about whether your words are polished or not. Love this one. Worry instead about speaking from your heart. So, you know, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Why don't you give us some of your suggestions, some of your thoughts on keeping your prayer meaningful. And maybe you have some other ideas than the ones that Elder Werthelin has given us that work for you. You can send your comments via Facebook or email. You know how to get a hold of us. Just go to mormonchannel@ldschurch.org. Or you can also, you know, post on our Facebook wall today. So wherever you are in the world, whether you're commuting to work or you're fixing dinner for your family or, you know, some friends, or you're getting ready for bed, just getting ready to say prayers, right? We thank you for tuning in today, and we hope that you're finding what you're looking for as you tune in. And you know, just have a wonderful day. And until tomorrow, this has been Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Take care, everyone.